Okay, come on.
Well, we went to Myrtle Beach in 1987, and I lived in Montana for 5 years, and I had this inward feeling to run up to the gatehouse, and I ran up all the way from the kitchen or something, and I knew that they had a computer system, so I wanted to ask them about, is there any Baba people in Montana? And I'd been there in 84, and they didn't know of any at that time, in 1984.
Go on, what's the matter? What?
This is what happens. The story starts.
It started. And then it, the it laughing has started. But I asked, and they said, well, there's two people in Missoula, and I didn't say to this effect, I said, you're crazy. To the people at the gate, that were running the computer, there can't be anybody. I've lived there for 5 years. There couldn't be anybody in Missoula. But then all of a sudden, ding-a-ling-a-ling, Andy calls from Missoula, and says, you know, he had to ask some question to the people there. So it was at the same time that I was standing there.
Oh, you were there,
right?
At the time and Andy called.
Yeah, yeah. So that was.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And then we met each other.
This tickles him now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, all the time he was dopey, you know.
Yeah.
It's no coincidence.
Yeah. But I felt that I wanted to leave Montana, and then since Andy was living there, I'm going to stay. So.
Yeah.
And Lisa likes it better in Montana than even I do, so we will stay. Of course, we have a son now, and we have to raise our family. So.
I don't know whether you have come across a person by name Jack Caraco.
I've heard of him.
Jacko.
I met him earlier, 7, 8
years
ago.
There's a similar story about...
About what? Meeting people, yeah, that
but
Montecito.
What is that?
Mendocino.
Mendocino.
That's in California.
Yeah.
But he was going up to a place where he thought there was no one.
That's where Mendocino is.
No, Mendocino's in Northern California.
But he had gone there, and he didn't know any Baba lover or any other sort. And he
is right.
Writing to Mani and us and says, well, I've come over here for now so many months apart, but I haven't come across a single Baba person. I don't know whether anybody has heard about Baba and this and that, all that stuff. And then after having written the letter here, Jacko is driving. It's a mountainous place.
Yeah, it is.
So he's driving on a curve and all that, and somebody stops. Some student is there. So Jacko is hitchhiking. So Jacko stops. He says, yeah, what do you want? So can you drop me there on the other side? Yeah, sit down. So the person is there and he sits there by the side of Jacko. And all of a sudden when the car stops, so that's Mary Baba. So Jacko turns to the student and says, well, you have heard of Mary Baba? You have seen him? You have met him? He says, no. But, all know of him in our school, you know. Where is your school? He says, just down there. He says, what school is it called?
Community school.
Community school, yeah.
He
says, oh. Jacko says that, well, Baba, after all, has shown signs. You see that he's here too. So that's how it was. Next, after about 2-3 days, again he goes, the girl stops him. And, oh, that's Mary Baba. Says, yeah, where? From the school and so forth. So then, who girl invites him on?
Then she tells him, why don't you come? Because we have pictures of Baba in our school and there's an open house.
I says, why don't you come? And it's an open house now. We have got pictures of Baba all over the places. And then tell
what. So then he goes, he says, okay, I'll come. So he goes to the school, and not only you go into the school, there's a huge frame picture of Baba. It says J. Baba. Every classroom would have Baba pictures. And it turned out that everybody in the school, the teachers knew about Baba, the students knew about Baba. They would
What about the huge frame that
That's
was
the huge frame
circling Baba's picture?
Were all the kids in the school,
and the parents,
like the heart.
Mary Baba's family.
Yeah, Mary Baba's family.
Any of those people from that school came here? That you know
no.
Is this one that Rick?
But then he brought a T-shirt for me from Mendocino. That's cool.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. They were all young.
Remember
kids.
That? You were here when he told us the story?
No.
And then they showed a film of Bob.
Yeah.
He showed a film. But none of them really knew anything about Bob, except were, you know, knew about Bob in the sense of loving him that way.
But you haven't heard from those people at all?
No, not that I know of.
I wonder what happened.
I don't know.
That's
a
the one where Rick, went
of
up
like,
there.
You know, because it's a real small mountain area, and it's in the mountains, forested.
And some years ago, I came to hear about another fantastic story. See, a couple of friends went out. I forget, I have no idea about the topography or geography of the state, but they were telling me some far away places. And, well, they thought that they'll make it, and they were happy. They are on excursions, yeah, walking about, moving about here and there. But somehow or other, some storm or something stops them from going further, and it's very threatening, the clouds and all this. They did not know what to do. They couldn't go further. They are not in a car or anything, hiking. So what should we do? It's very, it will be very cold and warm. So there is some at a distance, you see, there is a beach-like thing, and they go there, there is a flicker of light there. So they go there, there is a community there. So they present themselves there and says, well, we are stranded over here. Can we have some sort of covering on our bodies here because in the night is threatening and all that? So two of them came and gave blankets. Yeah, cover them, cover your bodies with those. And they thanked, and then they went away and said, we'll return you all tomorrow. So, sure. So that's how they went there in the morning to return the blankets. But the whole community was, nobody was there in that, but it was like
patch.
Hutments were there. Nobody is there. What to do? So, but well, they had said that they would return this, they had to go now. So what they did was, they just go there inside to drop the blankets. And to their amazement, there are bunkers-like things. On each of the ceilings of the bunker, there are photos of Baba. What happened to the community, we don't know. Who are they? What are they? Yeah. Have you heard of that?
No.
Yeah. So that's how it is.
Something happened last spring. I don't know who's putting up bubbles. Posters, but I had a friend that went to one of our meetings. He went like 70 miles out to this hot spring, and he saw on a telephone pole above a poster way out in the middle of, I mean, it's out on the Indian reservation way out from Missoula, the Baba poster. He thought it was something because he'd just been to a meeting and he didn't know that much about Baba. So. And then our friend in Canada, she lives, Bree Rail. She's been here quite a while ago, 83. She lives by herself in British Columbia. And there was somebody who put a Baba photo or a poster out there also. And, you know, the closest people are like 500 or 600 miles away. We're 8 hours from Missoula. And Vancouver, B.C. is probably close to that. It's the next part of people. Somebody's put Baba photos up around.
Yeah, you'd be surprised where Baba's pictures end up.
We are so, thrilled to hear these little episodes that we come across now. But time will come after some years when we won't care even to hear these things.
Yeah.
It's such a common thing. Come on,
yeah.